We're at 26 Ackland Street, Linden Centre for Contemporary Arts. This is stop number 15 on our tour. Linden is the only building we visit which is not privately owned, so feel free to wander into the yard and take a seat on one of the benches. Better still, if you're there during opening hours, you can go inside. It's a free art gallery, and besides looking at the exhibits, wandering inside will give you a sense of the grandeur of this 1870 mid-Victorian mansion. Linden means lime tree in German. However, the two trees you see in the front garden are not limes, but a kind of hoop pine. Linden was built for a respected businessman and philanthropist, Moritz Michaelis, in 1870. The architect, A.F. Kursteiner, was a Swiss immigrant, a prolific architect in Victoria in the period from 1853 to 1893. His design for the 18-room mansion was classically mid-Victorian, with its restrained ornamentation, slim double columns, and wonderful lath-like cast-iron veranda. Internally, Linden has remained intact and gives us a sense of how these large homes worked spatially. The proportions of the rooms are grand, especially in the front rooms open to the public. The Michaelis family owned and occupied the house until 1957, decades after most respectable families had left Central St Kilda. Linden was used as a rooming house until 1984, when it was purchased by the St Kilda City Council as a community art gallery. Once you've finished wandering around Linden, walk back out to Ackland Street, turn left, and take a short stroll to the concrete seats on the corner of Robe and Ackland Streets, diagonally opposite Halcyon, the late Victorian mansion across the road from Linden.